131873 is our number. Good evening.
Hello?
Hi there.
Hi. My name's Peter.
Yes, Peter.
Yes, I wanted to talk about, later I'll talk about the Titanic.
All right.
First of all, I wanted to talk about Celine Dion.
Yes.
And what a wonderful job she did singing at the Academy Awards.
I didn't see it, I must admit. I was one of the 16 million who missed it, but then I had to work.
Fantastic. She was so good.
Oh, yeah?
She was singing about love and, oh, it was fantastic.
Yeah?
But anyway, that fellow that was talking about the boat having to go backwards.
Yes.
Not being able to go backwards.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know about that, because if you stop the boat and you reverse,
yeah,
they must have the gears that go backwards, like in a car.
Oh, yes, but a liner is so heavy, it takes several kilometers to simply stop it.
Right.
There's so much momentum that even if you put the engines on full reverse on any large liner, even if it's smaller than the Titanic, it takes at least, I think, 3 kilometers to stop the thing and reverse the direction.
Is that because it is so heavy?
That's because it's so heavy, and once it gets moving, it's got so much momentum, it takes an enormous amount of energy to slow it down and then reverse it.
I did not.
Have you ever taken a ferry trip across the harbour?
Yes, I have. Of course I have.
You will see that long before they get to the wharf, hoompa, you hear the engines go and they've got the propellers going up the other end. Long before they get to the wharf, they're working on slowing the thing down.
Oh, no, that can't be true.
Well, I've been there. I've seen it happen.
Oh, no, I did. But if you have to reverse the it's like a truck.
Well, a truck you can stop pretty quickly and then put it in reverse. The ship is so heavy. I mean, what did the Titanic weigh? I forget. 60,000 tons or something?
I'm not sure what it weighed, Brian, but...
If they say we see an iceberg, it's too late. If you can see it, it's like being in a plane, they say. If you can see the other plane, you're probably going to hit it. It's too late when you see it. It would have to be on the radar maybe 6 kilometers ahead to give you a chance of either steering away or stopping the ship.
It makes me wonder if all those experts that bring you up know what they're talking about. Those people that say you cannot stop a boat, or it went to left or starboard or whatever, like 100 years ago, they weren't there.
Yeah, but
deck, listening to someone go, "I turned left instead of right," when the captain was saying I was downstairs having dinner. How did they know this? They were not there.
Well, we put that to our panel of expert listeners, Peter. How much do we know, and how much did the writers have to guess about the Titanic? I don't know if anyone from the bridge was rescued. I don't know if the captain went down with the ship, quite frankly. But we'll put that to our panel of expert listeners, okay? Thank you for calling. 131873. How can anyone suggest that a giant liner could be stopped like a truck?